Welcome back to Eco Talk. I'm your host, Betsy Rosenberg. And as I promised, we have a jam-packed show today, lots of breaking news. I do have to give you this disclaimer. In order to get this show on the air coming out of New York early Sunday morning, we need to tape late Wednesday afternoon in San Francisco. Kind of a time warp, a bit frustrating for this daily journalist of some 25 years. We need to get on every day and have there's so much breaking environmental news, guys. Maybe they're listening in New York. I want to bring in Kurt Davies. He's the research director at Greenpeace to respond to a story that's just breaking again Wednesday afternoon. I was getting ready for this show, reading about the latest on the energy bill negotiations, and I had to blink. My eyes opened wide. I thought I was seeing things when I saw the story come across Associated Press a few hours ago. The United States will join India, China, and Australia in announcing a new pact to limit greenhouse gases as an alternative to the Kyoto Protocol. Now, I would have thought this was an April Fool's joke. Sometimes there's funny stories across the wire around that time of year, but this is the end of July, so it must be true. And Greenpeace had some quick comment about it, even though we're all just learning about it together. Again, this is midweek. So thanks for joining us, Kurt, on short notice to give us your immediate response.
It's great to be here. So the story here, I mean, it is rolling out as we speak, but what we're learning is that the U.S., in very quiet,
secretive, they called it.
Yeah, very secretively, has been off discussing an alternative to the Kyoto Protocol, another agreement with China, India, Korea, and Australia being the partners in this. Australia is also not in the Kyoto Protocol. They're the only other really major industrial country that's opted out. And they share the U.S. Addiction to fossil fuels. They're a huge coal exporter, so they hate the Kyoto Protocol for the same reason the Bush administration hates it, because it would ultimately hurt their bottom line by limiting coal consumption. What we anticipate this will be is a technology sharing agreement, or some sort of a technology development agreement that will create the magical clean coal power plant, which it looks good on a drawing board, but has yet to be built, and there is no reason to believe that anyone is actually going to take down the old stinking coal plants and put up these magic new clean coal plants. But it's the holy grail for coal. If they can't solve this, they know they're out of business.
And this could also open the door for more development of nuclear power, too. So this could just really be a ruse.
Yeah, very possibly. The U.S. is also very much in favor of nuclear power, but, of course, nuclear power is no solution to climate change. And if we were to even attempt to solve global warming with nuclear power, we'd have to build thousands and thousands of nuclear power plants, and that's something that nobody wants.
Now, the cynic in me would say the United States is announcing this now to take further attention away from Tradergate, Karl Rove.
Yes, you would say that.
Would they go this far to actually do something about greenhouse gases just to get him off the front pages?
Well, I think the truth is they're being further and further marginalized on global warming. They have their own party moving ahead of them in the face of Senator McCain. Many Republicans voted with a Senate resolution a couple weeks back that basically called for mandatory reductions without being anything binding. It was the first vote since 1997 of that nature, and it was a lot of prominent conservatives voted with the resolution. So, and you have McCain, you have Schwarzenegger moving ahead in California, you have Pataki moving ahead in New York. So Bush is being left in a corner and looking rather weak, and this is probably an attempt to regain some standing on that.
Do you think this is really going to be a Band-Aid approach, or could we actually hope for more, since these are the four big ones that have been missing from Kyoto?
Well, all we know so far, and again, we'll know more in about 8 hours, is that it's all voluntary. There is no mandatory cap or target for reduction. And so far, all of those sorts of voluntary efforts have not worked and have failed miserably. That's why we have the Kyoto Protocol. Bush's father agreed to a voluntary regime in 1992 at the Rio Earth Summit, and it just failed. And by 1995, the countries of the world said, we better do something mandatory, and that evolved into the Kyoto Protocol a couple years later in 97, and we're still working that out. But that, of course, the Kyoto Protocol has been ratified and is in force now by all the major countries in the world except for the U.S. and Australia.
Well, this will be very interesting to watch, this development. As we say, stay tuned for further developments, although
right.
By Sunday morning when our listeners are hearing this, we hopefully will know more. Thanks for joining us, Kurt.
Yeah, check out what we think about it, I guess, on GreenpeaceUSA.org and Greenpeace.org. We'll have a lot of details on it. Thanks
Terrific.
For having me.
Thanks for that link.